Carter update is powered by Reynolds Roofing Exteriors and Coating with offices in Cape and Marion. Go with Reynolds. And good morning, Jimmy Carter.
Good morning to you. You know, I don't know if you ever get lost in YouTube. I get on YouTube, I can't get off. I mean, it's just, I'm just finding one thing after another. And there are so many different views of Luke Bryan falling down up in Vancouver. I mean, he busted his butt.
He did.
It wasn't just a little. That I know that hurt.
Yes.
He may act like it didn't hurt. That hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That hurt. But anyway,
yeah.
A lot of people showed that one. And he slipped on somebody's telephone. They had the phone out there, and his foot hit it, and it just, you know. Phew.
He was a good sport, though.
Oh, he great sport with it, but I just know it wasn't as.
Yeah.
No way he didn't get hurt on that.
Mm-hmm.
Emmy Russell, she made it to the top 10 on American Idol thanks to her. I thought she had a song she had to sing, the Selena Gomez thing. This almost had no melody to it, but she got through it and enough to get to the top 10, so good for her. I knew she'd have trouble, though, on those kind of songs. Buffalo Bills, that's where Luke Combs and Jordan Davis were hanging out on Friday and Saturday of last week at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York, home of the Buffalo Bills. They were using the Bills' weight room and facility, and they were walking around looking at pictures on the wall, and the general manager loves country music, so he was hitting on them and saying, oh, I'm so excited y'all are here, and he wanted to recruit them to become part of the Bills' mafia. He said, if you ever want to go home or away, we'd love to have you. So, you know, playing those NFL stadiums, these country singers, the management loves them. I mean, they just love it. Kenny Chesney's like an honorary New England Patriot or something. Now, Beaver Stadium in Pennsylvania, State College, Pennsylvania, is where Luke Combs will be this week. And Saturday, 5:45 start. And there are some tickets. Pennsylvania's going to be hopping this weekend. They got Luke Combs in State College. In Hershey, they got Alabama. And Tim McGraw is at the arena in Pittsburgh. So we got lots of country people up there running up there. Have you ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I never have.
They got an amusement park there, like a Six Flags thing.
Uh-huh.
And all their street lights look like Hershey Kisses.
How cute.
Isn't that cute?
Aww.
Brad Paisley raised $200,000 for this thing he has called The Store. It is a referral-based grocery store for low-income individuals. And it's for people who are kind of, you know, they're out of a job, but they're not homeless. They're kind of in that in-between area. And they go to one of the referral agencies of like United Way, and they send them over there to get groceries for free. And it's a nice thing. But $200,000 for a little comedy club show, that's pretty good.
I love that.
Kenny Chesney, one thing I never really thought about with my friends having these shows, things they have to carry with them. You know, Chesney has 127 touring staff, 85 non-traveling support people.
Oh,
you know, you got people accounts payable and just everything, logistical hotels, dealing with hotels and all that stuff. Well, they have to carry with them 8,300 chairs, too, for the field.
Wow.
I mean, football fields don't come with seats on the floor. And so everywhere is different. You got to rent the chairs, like from a party rental people. And I imagine that would be a pain. So they just got 8,300 chairs and carry it with them. I guess they rent them one time from somebody, and they just keep them for the season. I don't know. It probably relieves a lot of headaches.
Yeah.
But you got to have those seats. They're in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. Kenny's just generally doing one night in each. I think Luke Combs is doing two nights in each one of his stadiums. Garth Brooks said it was awesome. He said, I own no idea he was doing that. That's when they saw Post Malone doing Friends in Low Places, a little bit of it online.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Post Malone's going to do country classics or something like that. That's all he's going to do, just country classics, at the Stagecoach event in California this weekend. He'll be somewhere between Miranda Lambert and Willie Nelson in prime time. But he loves country music, so he's going to do some.
He does.
So and I hear that's going to be more to it than that, but I can't tell you any more than I know. Stagecoach, they got everybody from Clint Black to Post Malone to the Beach Boys and R&B sensation Leon Bridges. They do it all.
Wow.
You want a ticket, $420 for 3-day general admission. You got to stand up all the time, though, and you're in the middle of the desert. Just a couple of little things that can cause you problems.
Just some things to keep
in mind. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Jansen done a video. It's cute. What you see is what you get. They met in a parking lot, and then once they realized that each one was somebody else, like Rock didn't know him, but, oh, youngest member of the Opry, da-da-da-da-da. And so they hit it off because he does have a bubbly personality, and The Rock was all about being in a music video, so he drove the truck and showed off his tattoos, and they had a big time.
That was cool.
That was cool. So that's what we know. Stay away from Luke Bryan. He'll fall down and bust your behind with you. Don't go skating with him or anything.
Good advice, Jimmy. Good advice.
Thank you.
All right. Have a super day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's your Jimmy Carter update this morning, powered by Reynolds Roofing, Exteriors and Coating with offices in Marion and Cape Girardeau. Go with Reynolds.